All right. Greetings, everyone. It's another day, and it's an awesome day. But before we get into that awesome day, let's go ahead and get started. I have an awesome guest today, and when you hear from this guest, your mind is going to be blown. Because the knowledge and information that we're going to receive here tonight is going to hopefully plug a lot of people in so they can get ready to get out of that false matrix. So let's start. Bring wholeness, balance, and vibrations to all. Welcome to the Truth Revealed campaign. I am your host, Princeton Oluwale Martin Jr., better known as Palm J, who's dedicated to bringing you the most in truth. Please sit back and or forward. Get ready for the truth train ride. I want to give thanks for all those joining us tonight as we have this awesome, great conversation soon with our guest, our special guest. I know you can be anywhere right now in the world, but we greatly appreciate you stopping by to listen to us. If you are not a truth seeker, if you are a lover of lies, this podcast would not serve you any purpose. So you can go ahead and do yourself a favor, turn it off, go do whatever you gotta do, and have an awesome life. However, the information revealed here tonight may cause cognitive dissonance. And if you are a lover of truth, please proceed, and it shall set you free. So friends, tonight, I am here with an awesome guest, a very special guest, a good friend, and I want to make sure I give you guys an opportunity to just hear a little about who this individual is. So I'm going to introduce this individual, and then you're going to hear from my special guest. All right? My good friend goes by the name Drew. He's basically a sales professional with decades of proven results. He's driven by opportunity to improve lives daily through the use of wellness products. And there's one thing you have to know. This individual is a hardworking individual, but I'm going to let him talk about how hardworking he is within his industry. But before we get there, we're going to talk more about some other things, especially right now in this dispensation, in this age that we're dealing with in the midst of all this hysteria, right, madness going on. COVID-19, or most people will call it the Rona, or the coronavirus. So if you're drinking that Corona, don't put it down. Go ahead and sip your Corona and enjoy it. If you got your spliff or your Budweiser or your drink or whatever you got going on, go ahead and keep doing what you're doing. But just listen and listen tonight because we're going to go deep into that rabbit hole. So I won't waste any more time. I'm going to go ahead and ask my friend Drew to come on in. Drew, are you with me?
Yes, sir. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, Drew. First of all, I want to tell you thank you so much for making yourself available and joining me tonight in just an awesome, great conversation within our times that we're dealing with. So thank you for that, man. Thank you and welcome.
No, Palm J, brother, thank you for inviting me, man. It's always a pleasure to talk to people that know what's going on.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And let's just jump right in, like you said, what's going on. So before we go there, let me just tell our friends out there today is actually a day that I just turned another year older and another year wiser, you would think, right? So it's that day that I have come into this world, and out of the 38 moons that I've been here, I don't think I've been any happier than I am now. Because I'll give you a quick story. I've come far away from a whole different continent. 29 years ago, I stepped foot in America. I escaped a civil war. I remember coming here and have to adjust to the whole reality of living in America. Not even talking about how I even got to America or why I got displaced to America. But when I got in America, the things that I experienced, the ups and the downs. But there's a couple of things that I've learned throughout my 29 years here that I will never forget. One of them was 9/11. When that situation happened, I was still fresh in America. And when that happened, my whole world changed. Because I was Liberia, I was still dealing with immigration paper situation. So when that situation happened, everything went on lockdown. And I had to struggle for 18 years. And I just became a permanent resident. But that's another story. I say all that to say I made it through the Civil War. I made it through 9/11. And I am making it through COVID-19, a.k.a. Rona, a.k.a. the coronavirus. And I'm just grateful to be here. And I just want to let everyone know, if you are out there celebrating your day or just celebrating a day, just keep doing that and do it one day at a time, and everything's going to be all right. I'm here to tell you that. But it's not just going to be all right without you doing something about it. And that means facing the music, facing the fact that we are living in these times, and whatever it is out there, we have to start doing our own research and figure out what the heck is really happening. So I got my friend out here, Drew, to help me give some good interpretation and good conversation on this current state, this current time that we're in. So, Drew, do you have anything you'd like to say of what's going on right now?
Well, you know what, man? It really just kind of depends on who you ask. You know, that's really what it comes down to, man, is people are going to believe what they want to believe. And it's, you know, look, it's very unfortunate that in today's day and age, people have gotten really lazy and complacent. And they only want to hear one side, and a lot of people just jump on that side, and that's what they listen to. And I'm not that guy. I like to do research. I like to open my mind a little bit. I like to study things. I like to I like to see how far the rabbit hole really goes.
That's right.
And I've been doing a lot of research on this COVID-19, and look, yes, it's deadly to some people. It is.
Yeah.
We see people dying every day now. But that's nothing new. The flu does the same thing.
Yeah.
And this is nothing more than the flu. What's really getting it hyped up is mainstream media, unfortunately.
Yeah. Propaganda, right?
No, look, brother, they all got a narrative. And it's unfortunate, but they are ran and owned by a lot of the higher-ups that are into some really evil shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, it's basically a campaign for population control, man. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Man,
so
I'm glad you said it came out your mouth, because I'm gonna go there too. I'm glad you went there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is, man. Like, you can, listen, there's doctors out there that know that there's certain things working, like the hydrochloroquine, you know, which was used to fight malaria, but it seems to be doing its work. They do it with the Z-Pack and zinc. You know, zinc is, like, easily one of the best antivirals that there is on the market. Your body produces it. Your body needs it. And as long as you're on those three things and you have it, so far, so good. I mean, every doctor that's dealt with a coronavirus patient that has been using this has had nothing but top results. You know, we're talking in the 90 percentile, people are getting better.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's it. And then there's another thing that a lot of people don't know about because they haven't heard it by anybody, but there is something called quinine.
Please tell us about that. I'm not even aware of that. Please.
Right. So quinine, all it is it's another medication that was actually used to treat malaria. And
I've heard about it.
Yeah, it's, you know, believe it or not, one president actually kind of banned it per se, so that it wasn't able to be prescribed by doctors and whatnot. I won't say the name Bill Clinton, but
okay.
You know,
but you said it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. If people don't know Bill Clinton is by now, then I feel bad for them. They need to really, really, really go through their research, not beyond the presidency, but beyond that.
Man, you want to talk about a rabbit hole? Wow. Wow. Well,
yeah,
look.
Look.
Right. Right. Well, look, if you can't find it, the simplest thing is tonic water. Tonic water is actually loaded with quinine.
Wow.
So, right. So that's also
a
good thing.
Did you just hear that? That right there that's some serious information. I hope you take your notes.
Yeah, quinine is found in tonic water, especially in Schweppes. Like, I don't mean to name drop and whatnot, companies and whatnot, because we're absolutely not, you know, sponsored by them or anything, but they have a lot of quinine in their tonic water, and tonic water is actually good for you. So that would be another avenue to keep yourself healthy, is if you drink, look, hydration is the key thing to keeping ourselves really, really good.
Got my water,
you know,
right here.
Hey, you and I both. You and I do, brother. I drink at least a gallon a day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Our body is 70% water, so we need that. We need the salt.
Yeah.
And that's it. And make sure you don't drink tap water, man, because that is loaded with fluoride.
Fluoride, yeah. And you know what? Please, you just said a magic word that I've been hearing about for a very long time, and I've applied the knowledge that I've heard regarding fluoride, according to what fluoride does or what it did, especially to individuals. I believe it was during like some type of war where they were trying to make them docile, something like that, where they put the fluoride in the water, and the water was supposed to basically dumb down their, or calcify the pineal gland, if you will, like dumb down, you know, who they are. And after so many uses, your pineal gland, which is, they call it third eye, will get decalcified. So can you give us some input on that, if you will?
You know, I've read a lot of articles about what fluoride does, and basically you kind of said it. I mean, in a nutshell, it was used to basically dumb down population. They started adding it into the water, I believe it was in the 80s.
Okay.
And it did just that. You started seeing a lot of people getting sick from the water. You started seeing a lot of people getting problems with their memory. They started having different illnesses happen to them. And again, it was just another one of those unfortunate circumstances that was brought on to by the upper and ups, and we're all going back to, you know, the population control thing, which a lot of the bad shit that happens on this planet these days is always evolving around that, you know, unfortunately always revolving around that.
Yeah. No, it definitely does, and that's what I was saying. You know, here on Truth is Real campaign, it's extremely important that people don't take none of our words for it. That they go and do their own research. after doing that, you will find that everything we're saying on here has a lot of validity, and it's a lot of serious knowledge that if you're not applying it, you might as well not learn it at all. But you have to go and do the research. So let me...
Look, I just pulled up fluoride, you know what I'm saying? And the first thing that popped up is it tells you right here that the effects of fluoride, skeletal fluorosis, which can lead to bone disease. You got thyroid problems, neurological problems, and then other health problems that it gives is acne, cardiovascular problems, like with high blood pressure, heart failure. It reduces fertility in girls, so like early puberty. Bone cancer.
You know, though, they've been always, even to this day, like if you talk to a professional dentist, they would say, no, you need fluoride, And I, one time I asked a dentist student, and I said, listen, does fluoride cause calcification in the pineal gland? She looked at me like, huh, what are you talking about? No. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder, did it not teach you like that in your school?
Well, and I'll tell you what, and this is what's really shitty about the entire situation, is that a lot of our people that are in the medical, you know, medical field.
Industry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The schools that they go to are so left-leaning and just full of, like, BS knowledge. I mean, there's people right now... Yeah, man, they teach you what they want you to be taught
instead of
what facts are.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, those are the people that are supposed to be taking care of us. Now, is that all of them? 100% not. Yeah, you know what I mean? There is a ton of people that know exactly what's going on. And they'll tell you to get the hell away from fluoride, man. The shit's bad for you. Like at one point in time, and we're talking like in the early, I think, 30s, 40s, and 50s, they were saying that fluoride would probably be good for your teeth and whatnot. And then they found out that it wasn't actually. It was causing, again, problems. Yeah. So, you know, again, it's anything. And look, it is something that is a natural occurrence. I mean, from what I understand, fluoride does come from... I want to say from like soil or, you know, soil. You will find it in naturally occurring water that has stuff like that. But when you start adding stuff to our drinking supply and to our foods and stuff like that's where it causes a problem.
Access.
Because the majority of the stuff that gets... Right, because when we add stuff, that's not the natural occurring nature. What it is it... processed by humans and then they throw it in, so you know it's bad news, man. It's bad news. You leave things alone because that's the way that God made them, and they seem to be working.
no it's true, man. And matter of fact, when it comes to letting things be, what would you say to individuals right now? Because I know a lot of people are like losing their shit. Like just be frank. People are going wild, going insane. This moment, this time in life right now, are making a lot of people go mad. What would you say to those who are going mad and don't know any answers and they're freaking out? What would you say to them right now, Drew? How would you work?
First of all, I would say stop watching the fucking news because they have an agenda. And, I mean, let's take a gander at some of this. Let's jump down the rabbit hole really quick and let's just point out a couple of things, okay?
Yeah.
So I shared with you a couple of days ago a link to a speech that was made by Dr. Fauci, who is the doctor that keeps doing all of these talks with President Trump about...
I saw that clip, too. That was a very powerful clip, man. I was like, wow.
So, So one of the things that he said during that speech, and this, and keep in mind, folks, that this was a week before the president was inaugurated. He said that Trump's people and Trump himself are going to be surprised by a more or less a pandemic.
Yeah.
So the dude already knew that something was going to go down.
And that was when again? 2000
this was 2017. Yeah, 2017. He said that this was going to happen. So, you know, it, right there, I was kind of, when I saw the clip, I couldn't believe my ears. I had to rewind it and play it again a couple of times, and I was like, wow, this dude already knew about what was going down. So what does that tell us? That tells us that all of these big things that happen, a lot of them are man-made, and they're, believe it or not, I mean, you know, look, man, they're done on purpose. They're done on purpose. It's business.
Yeah, big
right.
experiment. I agree.
And, you know, so look, I very much am a firm believer, like, again, like I said at the beginning, is it a deadly flu? Yeah, it can be, but all flus are. You know, if you don't have a good respiratory system, if you have underlining, you know, occurrences with your health, these are things that, you know, can, yeah, it might come back and bite you and haunt you. It could very well kill you. I mean, we've seen the deaths. But if you look at the number of deaths just from the flu every year, we aren't even close to that number yet. You know, there's some years that we see 60, 70, 80,000 deaths in America from the flu. Bro, I think that we just hit like 20,000 yesterday or today or something like that. So if you kind of look at it in that perspective, this really hasn't done too much. It's nothing to lose your shit about. You know, the reason why everybody knows about it and everybody's freaking out about it is because they watch the news and they hear from their friends that do watch the news, like, oh my God, this is going to kill everybody and this is the craziest thing ever and this, that, and the other thing. It's like, no, do some research on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing more than a flu. And the majority of flus are coronaviruses.
No, I definitely hear you on that. And let me ask you this. There's one conversation I was having with someone, and they shared something with me. And after watching it and then, you know, using my applied knowledge that I've learned in the past, I put two and two together, and it made sense to me. So I want to ask you is, what do you think, or if you heard anything about it? I'm hearing a lot about, like, the 5G frequency towers that I've been put on, I don't know, in urban areas or wherever, that they can be causing some serious radiation issues that are making people even sicker or sick or having the virus symptoms. Have you heard anything about that yet?
It is 100% true. So... Right. So, okay. So let's talk about the generations. So if you could imagine basically what, as generations go on with this, you know, it started off with 2G and now we're up to 5G.
That's
so
true.
What it is it's literally pumping radiation out. That's what it's doing. It's breaking down your cell structures.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was I was reading an article and then I watched a video from a doctor, and I'd have to go look for it and whatnot. And I'll share it with you, you know, probably after this podcast is over, I'll find it and send it over to you. But his theory is that whenever there has been an overabundance of radiation, there's been a lot of sickness, a lot of, per se, pandemics or epidemics and stuff to that nature, and it's happened throughout time. So even before we have the technology that we have now, like when there was maybe like a solar flare, and the Earth got hit by it, very shortly after, there would be a lot of sickness. And the reason why is because the body is being pumped with radiation, and it breaks down our immune systems, and it breaks down our cellular structure, and it allows us to get sicker faster.
Mm-hmm.
So what 5G is doing is it's pumping out just like, okay, so if you made let's say, like when we were a kid and, you know, we'd be like, oh, the shark is coming, and we use both of our arms. Okay, like the Gators do for Florida University, and they do the whole Gator thing. Okay, so if you opened up your mouth Gator-wise, that would be 2G. Close it a little bit more, that's 3G. Close it a little bit more, that's 4G. 5G is the mouth completely closed and a beam of radioactive material being shot into your body in a full blast. That's what 5G is doing. So it's literally breaking down your cellular wall like the fastest that it's ever happened before. And, you know, it again, if we're talking about jumping down rabbit holes...
Let's go, man.
Well, I mean, let's look at all the things that have been happening, right? So... all of a sudden, there's a pandemic, and in the same time frame, they release 5G.
I heard about the Spanish flu. I did hear about the Spanish flu after doing research on how the Spanish flu was able to kill so many people, but they named it that specific name, but it wasn't really about the Spanish flu. It was still about this whole frequency radiation thing.
Well, okay, and the Spanish flu, I believe it was 19... It was either 1913 or 1918. It was one of those that they had a pandemic. And from what I have read, there happened to have been a solar flare just recently before all of that happened. Okay, now, again, they don't have the technology that we have now, but that's what caused people to get sick. Now, if you do your research, you'll also find out that the Spanish flu is, drum roll, the H1N1 virus, which we all know as, what was it, SARS or the bird flu?
SARS.
Right. Same exact thing. The same exact flu strain. The H1N1 was the Spanish flu. Right. So how did we continue to get the H1N1, and we're talking, you know, almost 100 years later? Was it like kept in like some, you know, you know what I mean? Did they keep it at some university under like a cryo freeze and then release it again? Or is it something that nature, you know, again, they said that the whole SARS thing started from people with bats. So was it that it's a bat virus? Is it, you know, I've also heard things that like, now look, this is the way it is in China, man. They eat dogs, they eat cats, they eat bats, they eat basically anything that roams the earth that they can get their hands on. Is it bats infecting cats? And then they eat the cats and that gets them sick? I mean, there's so many different things that you can, the ways that you could look at it. Are they 100% sure where it came from? No.
Exactly.
You know, there's so many different ways that it could happen. So, you know, but those right there, those are a couple of ideas that people have been thinking about, or, you know, theories that people are looking into, is like, how did it really come about? Was it something that was held over time and then they re-released it to do a population control and, like, you know, get rid of some people and whatnot, cause a pandemic, kill off some people? Or was it something that just, you know, freakishly happened by nature, and it just happened to be the same exact disease as it was in the Spanish flu?
So speaking about population, man, I know they've been working on this scheme for a very long time. And as far as population is concerned, when you think about population right now, given everything that's happening, the fact that a lot of people who are staying home are staying home, and those who are essential are out there working, but it still beats the number of people that were out there before. For example, causing a lot of degradation to the environment, if you will, like pollution, and other just areas that being having a larger population will cause. But because now the population, as far as people being in homes, a lot of things have gotten a lot better. For example, the air. Because there's not many cars out there driving. Or, you know, the places in China, for example, how all the waste used to be out there, because so many people are out there, but now so many people are inside, there's not that much going on. Do you think there's any correlation to any of that?
You know, it's crazy. So a buddy of mine, excuse me, a buddy of mine works in the vape industry. He actually owns a disposable vape company. And he, you know, a lot of his production is done out of Shenzhen, China.
Okay.
And he actually called me and my friend up to FaceTime us. And this was back in January, I believe it
okay.
was, like, you know, middle of January.
Okay.
Everybody was on lockdown there already. And when he called us and we were on video chat with him, he literally was talking to us outside, standing in the middle of a busy street, no
mm-hmm.
cars, no people, no
that's
birds,
weird for China.
No, and dude, it was straight apocalyptic looking. And, but at the same time, the things that I noticed also besides that was that the sky was blue. There was
blue.
No pollution. There was,
yeah.
you know, it was crazy. Again, it was very much apocalyptic like. And me and my friend were just kind of looking at each other. And even he said, he was like, man, this is the creepiest shit that I've ever seen in my life. This is literally like some Walking Dead bullshit. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
and we had
yeah.
this conversation and we talked and whatnot. But again, you know, everybody was in quarantine in China by that time already. They weren't allowed to leave their apartments. They weren't allowed to leave their houses. They weren't allowed to go to
yeah.
work. They weren't allowed to do anything. And we're talking about
yeah.
Shenzhen. And it wasn't even,
yeah.
you know, in Wuhan. You know what I mean? And again, I mean, I don't know how close they are to each other. They could be,
mm-hmm.
you know, territories right next to each other. They could be far
yeah.
away. But they were already quarantined at that time.
Wow.
So they knew something was going on, and they knew how bad it was, and they knew something that they didn't tell any of us about over here in the States
yeah.
until it was already too late.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
you know, going back to, like, do I think that it's helping with the pollution and stuff? Yeah, I
mm-hmm.
do. I think that,
yeah.
you know, keeping the cars off the streets and whatnot, as many as there usually is, yeah, it's probably helping out a great deal. And here's what's crazy. Where I'm at
mm-hmm.
right now...
Yeah, where are you calling from, Drew, by the way? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Vegas.
702,
okay,
right?
So I'm in Las Vegas. So it's supposed to be warm right now. Like, we're supposed to be at the beginning of spring and whatnot. Brother, it hasn't been warm at all, man. It's been kind of chilly outside. Like, right now, I mean, right now, like, the wind's been blowing, and it was raining a little while ago, and it's been that way for the last, like, 2 weeks. It's been on and off with sunshine, but we've been getting it. And again, it's also supposed to be, and I'm doing air quotes, by the way, it's supposed to be our monsoon season, but our monsoon seasons, you know, and I've been out here 20-plus years. Like,
okay.
there's a couple of years that it was really bad where, like, we had a lot of rain. But, like, bro, I'm in the middle of the desert. We don't
yeah.
get a lot of rain. You know what I mean? But, like, we've been getting quite a bit of clouds and rain over the last couple of weeks. And it's just,
yeah.
I've been standing outside kind of going, you know, this is really weird, man. Like, there isn't
yeah.
a lot of cars, you know,
yeah.
and there isn't a lot of pollution being pushed into the atmosphere and whatnot. Like, everything is closed down. We're using a lot less energy. Like, think about
yeah.
it. How
yeah.
much energy does a hotel out here pump out between, like,
oh,
their
man.
Restaurants, the people that are there
oh.
gambling, the lights that are on, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. Like,
man.
the strip is completely shut down. It's been shut down for weeks now.
Man. And then it got to be weird. I know it's like New York, like that downtown area in Manhattan where people are out there like crazy, or even in China, like we're talking about. And to if anyone has ever gone to Vegas, I've been to Vegas many times, Drew. When I used to live in Cali, going to school out there, we used to travel all the time. We drive there all the time over the weekend. We go party, and there are moments that no one was in the street was never. It was never.
Right.
It never happened. So for you
oh,
to
no.
hear you say that, I'm like, damn, that it has to look weird. You guys send me
Brother.
A picture of how the streets look, man.
Dude, it's ghost town, man. Like, my buddy, I went up to the strip just a couple of days. And look, when you're a local, you don't go to the strip, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I went out with a friend of mine, and we went up to the strip, and it was very empty. And that was before they even, like, decided to shut down the state, before the governor came out and said, hey, you know, we're going to close everything down and we're going to give you a stay-at-home order and whatnot. It was also, it was pretty empty. Everything was still up and running. All the hotels were still up doing their thing. But just a couple of days, you know, and that was just a couple of days before they closed it. And it was still pretty empty. But now my a buddy of mine just went up there like a week or so ago. And ghost town, homie. Ghost town. Nobody, no cars, no people. The only people that you'll see on the strip are the ones driving through the strip, like to go to the other side of town, because it's an easier route. And a lot of those have been closed up also. So,
yeah,
you know, and from what I understand also is they sent up a National Guard up there to make sure that people didn't go, you know, onto the strip and whatnot. So, yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, and we, you know, a lot of people talk about this global warming and stuff like that. And I believe that the Earth does its own warming and cooling patterns. I think that it does it by itself. Do we help out in any way? Yeah, we probably do with all the, you know, carbons that we throw up in the air.
Carbon emissions,
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that we have some sort of, right, I'm sure that we do some, you know, a part of that and whatnot, but
it doesn't,
you know, no, 100% it doesn't matter. I mean, look at the people in China that would walk around before coronavirus, man. They were all wearing masks already anyways, man, because it's so polluted. You know what I mean? So I hope that we never get to be that. I mean, but, you know, look, I grew up in L.A., and I remember I used to come into the valley from, I live just outside of L.A., about 60 miles outside of L.A., and I used to go in Agora.
Oh, Agora, I remember, I know Agora. I used to know some people out of Agora. I know Agora Hills,
Yeah, that's where I grew up. Okay, so I used to go into like Hollywood to go to work and whatnot. And when I would go, you know, into the valley, we'd have to go up a grade before we go down into the grade. And man, dude, you could just see like the cloud of smog. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And you'd be like, damn, dude, I'm breathing that shit. Right. You know what I mean? And look, and you're talking, shit, 30 years ago almost that I was living out there. So, right, I can't imagine how bad it is now. I'd go out there every so often, you know, just because I have, you know, friends still out there and whatnot, just to say, hey, what's up, stay there for a weekend. But, man, I would never go back and live out there. I love the beach, but I don't like the pollution and the people out there,
too.
Man.
Absolutely.
They've gotten kind of gnarly.
that's crazy, man. But I'm so glad that we're, you know, addressing what's happening now and what is really going on. But what I want to talk about real quickly is I know you mentioned one of the solutions in dealing with this current situation, you know, cutting your TV off and not, you know, listening to your local, your national news just pump you with all kinds of issues or whatever. But yes, take precautions and be mindful, but don't lose your shits, you know, like you said. And I also know that there are some things that the population that could control what happens as far as their health, and while they still have it, they can practice certain things to prevent them from acquiring or getting any kind of attacking any kind of way from any kind of virus or any kind of sickness, and or even stress or pain, if you will. There's one therapy I personally, Drew, I love to use, and that's cannabis. I know I've also have learned a lot about cannabidiols and CBD. And I know that may be an area you may have some good information on, especially those who are interested in reducing stress or reducing aches and pains of some sorts that can be, you know, brought on by this high stressful time. You know, so I wanted to just give people some insights on, you know, from your point of view, also from what I've learned, what I experienced, that CBD does wonders, you know, and me being a advocate for the herbs and the plants is something that I can never turn my back on. It's a way of life, and one day I want to be in my fields, you know, not only growing it, but also using it for all the other medical or medicinal purposes that it does serve. So, Drew, if you will, can you just give us just an overview on your input on CBD, if you will?
Yeah, man. So, look, CBD, obviously, there's different kinds of plants in the
yes.
cannabis. You know, there's marijuana plants, you got hemp plants, so on and so forth. So CBD comes from the hemp plant, and it's only like but a tiny smidgen of the plant that's actually used. And everybody, like our chemistry as human beings, we have an endocannabinoid system. And what
yes.
CBD does is it basically goes to that system and it helps for more or less, I mean, it's a pain blocker. So
yeah.
if you were looking at something like, you know, any kind of drug that they put out there that kills our bodies, man, let's just say hydrocodone.
Okay,
which is used for pain killing. It kind of does the same thing, except it doesn't do through the cannabinoid system, where CBD does it naturally with your cannabinoid system, and it goes to the areas that have pain, and it blocks
yeah.
out the pain. Okay, so that's kind of like the layman's way of explaining it, and that's usually how I explain it to people. That's the easiest
okay.
way to explain it to people. But as time has been going on, they've been doing a lot of research on CBD, and they're realizing that it has a slew of different properties that it helps out with. PTSD, the fatty acids are good for your brain and for your heart. It's good for anxiety, it's good for insomnia, it's good for your gut, it's
yeah.
good as a you know, for kind of like a probiotic. So there's a ton of different things, and look, anybody can do research. You can go online and you can literally look up CBD, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of different people that have done research on the product, and they've written blogs about it, and they've written, you know, actual news stories about it and whatnot, you know. And it's something that, look, people that are woke know about it. We've been knowing about it a
yeah.
long time.
Oh,
brother.
Yeah.
I've been smoking
yeah.
weed since I was 9 years old.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, and look, I've always been in pretty decent health, man. Like, whenever
yeah,
I was
yeah.
in pain, I'd smoke up, you know? And,
yeah.
and look,
yeah.
and believe it or not, just recently, actually, I kind of took a break. Like, I haven't been smoking, you know, marijuana per se for a good couple months now. But
okay.
I've been taking yeah. CBD...
Okay.
For at least the last couple of years. And
okay.
you're talking to a person that, look, I played hard when I was a kid, so I'm a little bit roughed up. Like, I need double rotator cuff surgery. I need two
yeah.
knee surgeries. I need lower back surgery.
Oh,
CBD kills about 80% of the pain that I experience throughout the day. Am I,
okay.
like, completely healed by it? No, of course not, man. That would just be, like, out of control. But... is it something
yeah.
that helps out with my daily routines, helps me to feel better throughout the day, helps me with damn near every part of my life? Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
I stand by it 100%. And I would tell anybody and everybody that has never experienced or tried it, it's not something to be scared of. It's something that God has put on this earth for us to use to help our systems out. And it's something
right.
that our bodies already have going on inside of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All you're doing is helping out with it. So,
yeah.
you know, and look, and this all goes back when we talk about rabbit holes. Like, it's unfortunate that the hemp industry and the weed industry took such a big hit. And this was back in the early 1900s also, was the paper
yeah.
companies. They knew that hemp was such a
That's
such
right.
a strong
William
material.
William Russell Hurst and Jerry Enslinger. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, such mm-hmm. a strong material, man. They were like, look, man, if we start using hemp, then everybody's going to use that, and it's going to put the paper mills out of business, man. So we need to get rid of that shit.
They
lobbied and paid a bunch of money, and the government was like, okay, we ban it, so that way paper can come in and do its thing. Where, you know, thousands of years before that, people were using it for clothing and jewelry and food.
That's right.
And the list goes on.
World War II, hemp for victory. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because it was such a vast supply of it everywhere, and it was so cheap to process, it was easy for war.
That's right.
You know, so, yeah, man, I mean, everybody has a narrative. And unfortunately, it seems to be the people that have a lot of money that push the narratives.
And then
they're the ones that control us. And I'm not cool with that shit. Like, I live my life the way that I want to live it. And that's just how I am.
I agree, man. I'm with you right there 100%. And I know I always am a firm, strong advocate when Bob Marley made this profound quote. He says, "In abundance of water, a fool is thirsty." All right. So we are living in these times where hemp officially now has been every state, or at least some states, say you can grow it. I think in Ohio right now we can grow it officially. We have over 60-70% of the whole country are saying they don't have problems with cannabis anymore. Stop the war on drugs, because we know when they say war on drugs, they are always aiming for cannabis. Because the hard stuff, they can care less about that, because they use that every day. But for
well,
whatever
also
reason,
because the hard stuff kills people, man, and we go back to that population control shit.
for real. Yeah. You know, and at the end of the day, we have something now that we are extracting from this plant, this hemp plant that's called CBD. Your body, like Drew explained, and if you do your research, you'll find those endocannabinoids, we already have them. So it complements us. You know, it's like if you are in a relationship and you have someone who brings out the best in you, you know, and yeah, they can bring out the worst in you if you don't use them correctly, right? Or if you don't use it correctly. So you have it, use it. If you don't have it, get it so you can use it. Because everything that you go through, it can help you one way or another if you use CBD. For me, for example, I'm a big CBD advocate and a proponent for it. I think everyone should have it. Everyone should be involved in using it, because it has many properties that can help you. For example, I'm a athlete. I still consider myself pretty active. I'm not competitive. I work out. Right now, I'm just doing a lot of body weight exercises. I do a lot of walking. You know, I go out, take my boys out, we walk, and you know, I push the stroller around for at least a couple miles or whatnot. And yeah, I get back. I'm a little sore. I'm getting up in his age. I've still got a little young years left. But it's catching up. I'm starting to feel it. So after a nice little walk, with the strollers, I get a little sore. So when I get sore, I use my favorite now limit. It's called the Limitless CBD, free CBD, like a roll-on. So just like you would take Bengay back in the day, or Icy Hot or what have you, you know, all my folks out there who worked out and experienced fitness and all that, you know, it gets painful. But there's some smells that can come from Bengay or Icy Hot, right? And a lot of people don't like it so much, but they have CBD roll-on. Basically, just like you would use those hemp, just like you would use the Icy Hot, you just take the roll-on, you roll on whatever area you're actually sore in, and you just let it sit there. And the smell, by the way, is amazing. You guys have a lot of different smells, right? Have a lot of different options, right, Drew?
Well, I mean, the freeze roll-on is easily like our number one, man. I mean, I deal with, wow, man, I have thousands of different sports medicine, chiropractic offices, wellness centers, doctor's offices that use our products because, you know, I get them to try the product and they're like, wow, man, this is absolutely 100% not snake oil. And they use it on their people. And the outcome is that people are generally getting better. They're feeling better. It's making them be able to move parts of their body they haven't been able to move in a long time. Because, again, they're using natural healants.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, drugs that are ruining their bodies from the inside out. Like, look... We'll go back to hydrocodone. Like, yes, it kills your pain, but the side effects behind it, man. Like they started doing, oh man, that stuff is bad news. You know, it's nothing that you want to put in your body. It's nothing more than a quick fix. Yeah. Where CBD is a long term effect, and it's also good for your body. Like, if you can make yourself feel better by doing something that's natural, why would you not do it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would be like somebody, you know, drinking soda to quench their thirst and whatnot when you could drink water, which is a billion times healthier, not killing you from the inside out. Why would you not do it? Quench your thirst and feel good about it.
That's right. And, you know, when I use that, the roll-on, it hit immediately. I feel it immediately. Like, and the smell is so soothing, too. That's my other thing. I love the smell. I love the smell of the muscle cream because anything to do with my fitness, I appreciate the lotion. Like, they got the unscented one or they got the lavender, you know, the lavender lotion. I also have,
which is my favorite, by the way. I use that lavender lotion every day, bro, and my skin is so hydrated and it smells good. And look, a lot of people will be like, man, a guy using lavender, I don't know about that, man. I don't care you say, so dude, it smells delicious. Oh man, it smells delicious, man. And it's good for you, man. It's good. Look, here, let's go back to the freeze. So like the freeze, just to give you just like a couple of the ingredients and whatnot that's used in it, just so you know that it's like all natural. We use like organic aloe leaf juice. We use meadowfoam sea oil, menthol crystals, camphor bark oil, sweet basil leaf oil, black pepper oil, chamomile flower oil, and the list goes on, you know what I'm saying? CBD hemp extract. So everything that's used in our products, 100% all natural.
That's awesome. That is awesome, Drew. I love it, man. I'm so glad that you introduced me to this option, or even just the company. Limitless, can you tell us a little bit about Limitless? Because I actually like the whole name, the Limitless CBD. I love that. I love that name.
You know? Well, you know, look, Limitless, we've been around for a couple of years now. Everybody that's with the company, more or less, I mean, the one goal that we all have in common, the reason why we gel so well, is because we're all about health. We want people to get healthier the natural way. Like, anybody can go to a doctor and be like, hey, I've got a lot of pain, put me on something.
Yeah.
And there, look, this is a way that people can stay at home and still make themselves feel better than they would if they were given a bunch of pharmaceuticals. And again, look, pharmaceuticals have been pumped down our throats for years because it goes back to lobbying. Yeah. When you got billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars by now, being, you know, forced, you know, down the throat of the government and, you know, lobbying, you know, that's the reason why they put it out and whatnot. A lot of doctors, if you talk to them, especially these days, if they had a better, safer alternative to you know, to get away from pharmaceuticals. They're all about it. All about it. That's why so many of them are beginning to use CBD, is because they know the effects. They know that it's going to help people out. And over at Limitless, again, that's just one of the things that we do on a regular basis, is we are looking for the greater good to help people out. 100%.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, man, I went to the site. I checked it out. I was, like, blown away. You guys have a lot of options on there. So many awesome, awesome products. And I had to go ahead and just become an affiliate, because I know once people see that the pains and little aches and things that I talk about, when I tell them, hey, listen, those pains and aches don't really bother me as much anymore, or bother me at all, and due to my use of some CBD oil, I know they're going to want to know where can I get some, you know, how can I get on? So I had to become an affiliate. So I became an affiliate. So if you are someone who are interested in this kind of product to help with your fitness goals and just your everyday life, you definitely want to go to the website. What's the website again, Drew?
Really simple. LimitlessCBD.com.
Awesome.
Simple. And look, we have over 150 different products, you know, that we make and whatnot. So you can get tinctures, you can get topicals, you can get, you know, gummies. We even have stuff for the pets, you know, because pets need it also, man.
No, I saw that. I was like, wow, for a pet. I got my brother-in-law, he has a pet, and I'm definitely going to let him know about it. He should get that for his dog. His dog's name is King. And King is a little fellow, but he is a king in his own right.
Hey, look, I had a puppy that, you know, God rest her soul, she passed away about 5 months ago. But, you know, look, she lasted like a good 14, 15 years, man. And over the last couple of years, man, she was living off of CBD, and you could just see the change from how she was to actually starting to take CBD. She was able to be more active. She wasn't as much pain. Her hips were feeling better. She was able to move around. She was able to. You could see that. Like it brought the puppy out in her. It was pretty amazing, man. And you know, I'm no spring chicken, brother. Trust you, me, man. I actually got some years on you. You know what I mean? I played a lot of football. I played a lot of baseball when I was a kid. And again, I'm a wreck. Man. But this stuff has literally changed my life. 100%. No, if anybody like tried to take this stuff away from me, man, you would have a huge problem on your hands. Yeah, you'd have a huge problem on your hands, man. I wake up every morning. I take tincture. And if I ever experience any kind of muscle pains or anything like that, I'll either use our muscle cream or I'll use the roll-on. And within seconds, bro, seconds.
Yeah, I feel it immediately.
Within seconds, the pain is out the door. I mean, and look, is it 100% out the door? No, you still feel a little bit. But the majority of it, out the door, man, and it makes it way tolerable compared to what it was. You know what I mean? So, even if not my company, just try CBD. It will change your life.
Regardless of where you are,
I agree. It literally will. It will change your life.
Try CBD, period.
It's a game changer, man. That's another reason why a big pharmaceutical is pumping so much bullshit about, like, hey, you know, marijuana and CBD, they're so bad for you and blah, blah, blah. Man, fuck off. Like, the real stuff is it actually works. And that's the reason why Big Pharmaceutical is pushing the narrative as much as they are to keep people away from it, is because they're losing billions of dollars because people don't want to take pharmaceuticals anymore, man. People want to be healthy. And this is giving people the opportunity to be healthy in a natural way.
I agree 100%. So true, man. So true. I definitely don't want to go because this conversation is getting so good. It's getting so awesome. But I do know my audience they have things they got to get going and they got to do, which is fine. Well, I know we can always do a follow-up, a part two, on our conversation. You know, because I know this Rona thing ain't going away anytime soon.
like no, it's not. and look, man, and let's do it like this. Look, there might be more than a part two. Like, there's a lot of things that me and you could be talking about and whatnot that will just wake people up. And look, let me throw this out there for people. Let's get off the CBD subject for a second and let's
definitely
talk some real shit. Okay, so there's a documentary that I turned you on to, The Fall Cabal.
Yeah.
And people should really sit down. It's on YouTube. People should really sit down. Okay, look, yeah. You people, look, if you guys want to wake up just a little bit and see what's really going down, take a look at this documentary. And it, you know, it was done by a lady in the Netherlands, but she's hip to know what's, she knows what's going on. And this is a person that actually, and she even says it, she used to be left-leaning. And once she started seeing different things happening that she just questioned, she started doing her research and woke up, like 100% woke up.
Yeah, I heard her say that.
Man, like when I saw that, I mean, look, and it's a lot of stuff that I already knew simply because
again, I agree.
I do a lot
Same
of
here,
research.
Man. Same here.
But,
it was
man,
a good
dude,
confirmation,
like,
though. It was a great
right, confirmation. Well, no, well, and that's it, you know, and look, for people that don't want to do a ton of research and like haven't devoted a lot of time to it, this is a good just like stepping stone for them to get into it. So they can understand, like, hey, this is kind of the shit that's going on in the background that none of us are privy to.
Yeah.
But now you could see what's going on. Because once you have those thoughts put into your head, you'll be able to be like, oh, shit, let me go ahead and look this up really quick. Like, one of the things that isn't even part of the Fall Cabal was, like, I just do, like, weird shit sometimes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
Okay.
Remember I was talking to you about how Monsanto owned Disney? Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you were telling me, yeah.
Man, like, who thought that the owners of Roundup that are killing people with cancer owned Disney? And then what's even crazier than
surprised.
That...
I'm not surprised, Drew. I'm not surprised, man. I didn't know, but I'm not surprised. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not surprised.
Right. No, like, right. At this point in my life, nothing really surprises me. It's just like Bayer. Look, Bayer, the guys that make aspirin, they own Monsanto.
Like, what does that have to do with anything? You know what I mean? Like, how? Why?
Dude.
Why?
Because companies that have a lot of money like to own companies that have a lot of money that like to own companies that have a lot of money.
Buy you out.
Yeah. Man, dude, just some of the stuff that you would find out, man, would like change your perspective on a lot of things. So I tell everybody, I challenge everybody, just give up like 2 or 3 hours of your time, especially when we're in this pandemic and a lot of people are off work right now. And look, spend time with your family. I say do that 100% because those are the people that love in your life. But if you get that minute, those couple of hours, and don't do it all at once if you don't need to, but go watch it and sit down. It'll change your perspective a great deal.
Yeah. And you know what? And I like how the Cabal documentary, how it gives you a little bits and pieces, 15 minutes here, 15 minutes here, and, you know, and it's not everything all at once. You can stop at 15 minutes. You can go get something to eat. You can go walk outside, come back, do another 15 minutes. It just takes 15 minutes at a time. I like how they did that.
Yeah, no, nice little 10-piece documentary, just small, and like 15 minutes for each part, so that way, you know, it grabs, it's enough to keep your attention.
To keep you on, it is enough.
Right.
You want to know more. After they leave you hanging, you're like, oh, no, hold up, I'm not done. All right, then that means you got another 15 minutes, and then it just keeps going in increments, and I love that. So for those who are following the Facebook Truth Reveal campaign page, it is out there, so you guys can definitely go out here and watch the video. But I definitely appreciate you time, you know, coming out here with us to have this awesome conversation in the midst of all this COVID-19 coronavirus, aka Rona, moments. So, Drew, I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much. Is there any final gem you would like to drop on the Truth Reveal family?
Hey, look, man, all I want to say is we are going to have a part two, part three, and part four, brother. There's a lot of things that we need to talk about. You know what I mean? But like look,
that.
Man.
Look,
I appreciate your time, bro. I appreciate you bringing me on. It's, you know, it's very few far in between where you get to talk to people that are woke and that know what's going on and whatnot, and that allow you to talk about what's really going on.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of people out there, man, they have their eyes closed, all three of them.
They want to have it closed, yeah. They don't want to have it open, man. And I've lived life in so many different spaces and overcome so many things that nothing surprises me. And I know that a lot of folks out there want to tell the truth, and a lot of folks are stifled. And I felt I should create a platform not only to heal myself and tell my truth, but also allow others to come and let's have a conversation, let's talk about it. And there's nothing that you can't say on here with me that I'll be offended by or I'll feel like it's wrong. No, anything is open. And I think at this time, that's what people need to hear. The people need to hear the truth. They need to hear people come out of their skin and be real, because there's no time for fakery.
Yeah, no, if you want fakery, man, just look at Hollywood, man. It's full of it.
Yeah.
It's sure based is. On it.
Yeah, sure is. So thank
hey,
you
look,
so much.
Hey, no, and look, and again, thank you, man. And look, happy birthday, bro, again.
Yeah, thanks, man. It feels great to be another 38, you know what I mean, a 38-year-old man. I'm going to be honest with you. I never knew I would even make it to this age. I'm going to be honest. After having gone through everything I've gone through in my life, I take life literally day by day, man. I don't have any long plan terms. I just want to survive and take care of my family, man. So to be at this age and to be vibrant and strong and feeling great about life and looking for 38 more, however many more I got left to go. So I appreciate that, man. Thanks.
Absolutely, sir.
So, yep, guys, like I always say, know yourself, know your neighbors, and know the truth, wholeness, balance, and vibration. This is your host, Palm J. Make sure you subscribe to Truth Reveal Campaign on Apple and Spotify Podcasts and any other place that hosts podcasts. I'm on there. Just look under Truth Reveal Campaign. Until such time, stay positive, keep balance, check negative, and keep your head on the swivel. Don't forget to subscribe, share with your friends and your family, especially those who seek the truth. All right? Good day, good evening, good night, and we definitely will see each other very soon. And we will have more than a part one for this, like Jude said, so you guys stay tuned for that.